I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Better at drowning than the average person, yeah.
Yeah.
You get a pin at the end of the day, best at drowning.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Lore Boys. My name is James Miller and I am joined today with...
It's Ethan Palmer. I'm going to jump off this cliff because I'm so action-packed.
And?
Peter O'Donohue. I was actually scratching at my mic when you started recording. I did not get a count in, so I'm sorry to your ears, listener, if that came through.
Yeah, Pete's like a cat and we give him a ball of yarn as a microphone.
Yeah,
it's nestled within it, and he likes to bat at it when we're not recording.
Right.
The windsock thing over the top, like pressed into a coil of yarn.
So today, our topic is going to be some real life lore, which is always fun. And we're going to be talking about Action Park. This is thanks to one of our patrons, Sarah, for recommending this episode. And also, I've just been into it. I think it came up 3 episodes ago. I got really excited about one of the rides, and then here we are today, yeah.
Yeah, you sent some posts in chat, in the boys' chat here, and I'm looking at a very uncomfortable-looking slide right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be our finale, so hold on to that image. And
okay. Good to know.
Yeah,
there's also like a really weird perspective where there's like a mirror in the at the top of the shot that makes it look like the trees are just cut in a straight line. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, before mirrors were invented back in 1976, we started with a man with a vision. His name's Gene Mulvihill.
Mulvihill?
Yeah,
that sounds like a Seinfeld bit. Yeah.
Mulvi Hill. Yeah. And he had his company, The Great American Recreation, or GAR.
Okay. Yeah, I'm stuck on the spelling of his name. But yeah, there's like Mulvihill, which is very weird.
Mulvihill.
Don't make a mountain out of a Mulvihill.
Mulvihill.
or else you'll end up with an action park. Yeah.
But before we had an action park, we had something area recreation.
Yeah, Great American Recreation. So he had a ski hill, and he's like, well, all summer, I'm not making money off this ski hill. They're up in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. Or down in New Jersey from where we are.
It's really relative as to where is New Jersey on a map? Is it up or down? Like, there's no up in Jersey, basically.
We're in Lower Canada, right? So.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is 1976. He has the idea. He made some pretty, like, basic stuff, like carved basically like a trench all the way down the mountain and put like a tarp in that long trench and sent kids down it. Made
it
like a
very safe.
Yeah. At this point, it actually wasn't so bad. This is the early days.
If you guys remember the story, I don't remember who wrote it, but a children's story. If you give a mouse a cookie,
yeah,
and it's like, if you give a mouse a cookie, he'll ask for a glass of milk. Yeah. And it's just like, it's kind of like There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly, where it just like keeps like escalating like that. And this just feels like the eventuality is if you give a jackass an excavator, you end up with Action Park. It's like carving a trench down a hillside, putting a tarp in it, and throwing kids down it, right?
Yeah, like I like the fact that the starter is like, this is when things weren't so bad, when it was probably just like a mud-filled ditch with like a tarp just like tucked into it like a coffee filter.
Yeah.
Just like down the sides.
It was only about the mid-80s where they started to get a bad reputation, especially as the park started to grow. Like right now, this is like 1 to 3 rides, and they're starting from 1976 to 1978. But in 1978... They opened up Action Park, and it was actually called that finally.
Okay. How many trenches did the Action Park open up with? It's not just the OG. It's like, no. They've got like the teacup ditch as well. That's like just a bunch of rotating dirt.
I think they had the Alpine slide, which we'll talk about a bit later. But as far as Action Park goes, without ruining too much of the rides to come, have you guys heard of this place? Do you know a little bit about it? Like, what's your background with it?
Yeah,
I knew it was a listener request. That was it. Like, that was the first time I heard about it.
Oh, that's fun.
It's like, if my understanding is, it's, I mean, there was a movie, Johnny Depp from Jackass. Not Johnny Depp, sorry. Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, Johnny Depp from Jackass.
Johnny Knoxville from Edward Scissorhands. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm Johnny Depp I'm Johnny Depp, and this is Jackass. Then Amber Heard just slaps him in the face. Like,
yeah. I was picturing Johnny Knoxville as Edward Scissorhands.
I know Johnny Knoxville made a movie based on this, right? I don't remember. I might have just been called Action Park, but it is.
Yep. That's true.
My mind's image of it is just like if the guys from Jackass made a theme park, right? Like that's. The gist of it in my head.
Pretty much, but I feel like in the Jackass movies they at least get like an engineer or something to check the validity of their stunts and like,
yeah,
make sure you're gonna end up here, what's your top speed gonna be, all that stuff. Action Park's way more just like an old dude who's like, well, this kind of looks like it could be fun and it's cheap to build, so let's do that. Yeah,
I know one of the draws was that they let like any rides with like moving parts or like that you had to like operate, they let like the guests operate it. That was like one of the draws, is like you get to drive the roller coaster or whatever.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's really true.
On the subject of Jackass, quickly, I don't know how much safe, like health and safety, like I don't know if OSHA gets involved, because Johnny Knoxville in Jackass Forever, which I watched last week, got like super fucking crippled by a bull. Like,
oh,
to, the point, to the point where he's not in most of the stunts, because I guess they started with the angry bull.
I saw that,
very hurt.
I guess I was thinking more of like whenever they shot a rocket or whenever they do like a bike jump. There must be someone who's like, if you take off here, you end up here. Yeah. I hope so.
I feel like
Mike Jones probably looks into it.
I feel like by Jackass 3, yes. I feel like Jackass 1 probably way less so, right?
Right.
But they weren't doing like such big motorized stunts at the time, I guess.
No. So when it opened on opening day, they had two opening day attractions. It was on July 4th of 1978.
Awesome. Bury the fireworks in a hill. Like no safety.
There was two contests that day. I don't think you could ever guess them, so I won't make you. A Dolly Parton look-alike contest and a tobacco juice spitting contest.
Okay. Not far from my guesses.
Nope. America.
Yeah. one time for Canada Day, my uncle had bought like just one firework, basically, because like whatever in the Thousand Islands, we didn't know if it was legal or whatever, and he did accidentally like anchor it in the ground, like it was facing out towards the water, but he did put it upside down, and it did just blow up.
Amazing.
And showered us with dirt. No one got hurt, thankfully, because like obviously the stars couldn't really ignite with all that soil, but we did get sprayed with chunk of the lawn.
one time for Canada Day, I did dress up like Dolly Parton. So
wow, there we go.
Similar.
So here's a quote from the park's future head lifeguard, also the son of Gene Mulvihill. Andy Mulvihill. So his son became the head lifeguards because I'm sure that was the best decision. But
son, now we got son, can you swim?
Yeah. Now we got an aunt and a Mulvihill, right?
I can't swim, but I got a whistle. Like, good enough.
Yeah. So here's a quote from the son of the owner talking about his father. Gene didn't want to do the same old shit where he just gets strapped into something and twirls around. He wanted to take the idea of skiing, which is exhilarating because you control the action, and transfer it to an amusement park. There's inherent risk in that, but that's what makes it fun. And that's the...
Did you have to sign a waiver or anything like that?
Back in the 70s and 80s, the water parks pretty much didn't exist yet, so they were just being made, and there was no real like legislation or regulation around it, so when shit happened, they would only ever report accidents if an ambulance showed up. And even from then, usually was able to get off from the class action lawsuits. It was called Class Action Park as a joke.
Oh, that's great! Yeah, they don't put in safety measures until Fabio eats shit from a goose, basically. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay.
It was super lax in the 70s and 80s. Like, we could never have a park like this now, like ever.
Liberals.
Yeah, might be good. I think it's probably more like this is the future libertarians want, right?
So yeah.
Are liberals the opposite of libertarians or conservatives? I don't know.
I haven't checked the graph, honestly. I consult the chart.
Yeah, so before we discuss the rides, we're going to go on a little tour of the three different sections of the park together. But before we get into the rides, I want to set the scene of what is Action Park? What is the climate like? What are the people like? What's really just happening while you're there? It ends up being like as big as like a normal amusement park, where it has three major areas. It had tens and tens of rides. We're not going to talk about all of them, just the interesting ones. But yeah.
Ones that have mangled people, I hope.
Yeah. Either mangled people or are just like ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So number one, most people are running around and getting on rides in bathing suits. Even there's only one water park area and then two non-water park areas, but everyone, it's like summer, everyone's in their bathing suits running around. So
Yeah.
Even when they're going to like the motorways, like okay, there's three main sections. There's the Alpine Center, the Motor World, and the Water World. And in all of those, people are usually half naked.
The Motor Center. Just fuck it. Yeah. I'm just picturing somebody in a machine shop in bathing in swim trunks and flip flops, you know?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, the Alpine Center, the Motor World, and the Water World. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Motor World.
The guests
still kinda,
like weld their own go-karts together. Like, nah, you don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah. Here's your Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
Sparks. Yeah.
Yep. Number two, like in relation to New York, Action Park was cheaper and closer than Six Flags. So lots of folks who lived in the city who had never, ever, like, swam before because they live in New York have come to the park, which is a challenge even for seasoned swimmers on some of these rides. So you have people who are likely to drown.
Jacob, that's the this is the sugar in our sugar, spice, and everything nice concoction is sugar is people capable of drowning, I guess.
Yeah, better at drowning than the average person. Yeah,
yeah.
You get a pin at the end of the day, best at drowning.
it's like on the body bag. You're like, there you go, champ. Or like the pool spits out those like carnival tickets. You can redeem them for a body bag, but it's like, no, I didn't have enough tickets for that. I just got the white sheet that they're gonna pull over me.
Yeah. Well, lucky you. I just got a flower sack.
Number three, there was a lot of alcohol consumption in the park. They served beer. They even had a microbrewery next to Motor World.
Of all the worlds to put it right next to, right? Like, why the driving one? I guess it is the 70s, so
yeah.
So
funny. They also, asking for ID was pretty lax too. So there's like a lot of like young kids getting pretty wasted too.
Is there like a moonshine still explosion at some point? Like, yeah, I mean, like fucking like being at Action Park in the 70s, getting drunk underage sounds like about as easy as being like, yes, I am over 18 on a porn site. Like, it doesn't.
Like, even though I read about all this and all the bad shit that happened, like, I'm still on the side. Like, I want to try Action Park, but
okay, yeah,
of course, for sure. Yeah, like, come on,
yeah. The rides were run by like underpaid teenagers. Probably some of them like under the table being paid, so
drunk and stoned from Booze Park or whatever, like Booze Palace, whatever that one was called.
Point of order, that's true to modern day amusement parks too,
yeah,
though, right?
Yep.
It is fair.
Maybe not amusement parks, maybe not like Six Flags or whatever, but like the fair with like the
I feel like they try and make the rides stupid proof nowadays though, and they very much were not at Action Park. You needed someone to explain like break before this turn, like you're going to die. they did steal booze and stuff from the microbrewery, which we'll talk about later, the people running the place, so
good.
Yeah.
A heist operation. It's an inside job.
Yeah.
Number five, the park was heavily advertised to Spanish folks as well as English people, but none of the people who actually worked at the park spoke Spanish, and most of the rides needed instructions to make sure you wouldn't hurt yourself.
Oh my fucking god.
You couldn't translate a sign? Like, oh my god.
What is Action Park in Spanish?
Parque Acciones. I don't know.
Could be something like that.
I'm Googling it as well. Yep.
Yeah.
If you're Googling it, then no need for me to.
Yeah. Parque de Acción. Yeah, I guess.
Cool. And the rides were designed by the owner, Gene Mulvihill, and his friends, who are not engineers, not scientists. They wanted to make rides cheaply that would be fun, that there was an element of risk to. So with all that in mind, people are drunk. There's people who don't know how to swim, people who don't know the same language. It's run by people who don't really care that much. Everyone's in bathing suits whenever there's, like, even going in, like, crazy motorways and stuff like that. And it's designed by people who don't know what they're doing. So
last action lawsuit in Spanish is demanda colectiva.
Okay.
That probably came up.
With all these factors in mind, let's go for an audio tour of the park together.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So we're at the entrance. There's the people handing out maps and offering to take your picture for $17 or whatever.
Polaroid.
Yeah.
Did it have its own currency? Did you have to like buy action bucks like a money laundering scheme too?
It mentioned that you have to like pay for certain like special rides. Like you get to fight each other in tanks later.
I beg your fucking pardon.
Very cool. Okay.
So that one cost a bit more.
A guy in his swim trunks and flip flops driving a fucking Panzer.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. But we'll get to that. First, our first stop is the Alpine Center attractions, and the first thing that we'll talk about is the Action Park Gladiator Challenge.
Okay.
This one's pretty tame compared to the rest of them.
I'm imagining the Q-tip, like, battling, like, whatever, like, the Q-tip-shaped, like, battle rod, but with no padding, or just, like, wrapped in, like, a regular couch cushion.
Pretty much exactly that. This one was made in the 90s, and it was based off of, like, American Gladiator. American Gladiator? Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
So this one is, like, I started us off light, because we'll ease into it, but, they would, for the gladiators, they would just go to local gyms and find, like, the strongest fucking guy they could and be like, do you want to work at my park beating up people who want to fight you?
Yeah, beating up 13-year-olds who want to get to the fucking gladiator ring?
Yeah. So they would have, like, a lineup of gym rats to fight, like, these average Joes who would just go in with, like, those sticks and try and fight each other. And, like, normally the strong guy would win. And one time, a guest felt like the gladiator was too rough, so he went and got all of his friends, and then the gym rat got all of his friends, and there was a full-on brawl in the gladiator ring until the cop showed up.
I mean, how do you stop the gladiators, right? You've brought in the biggest, beefiest boys. Your security can't handle them. Come on.
Your drunk teenagers can't take care of this guy who's got brain damage from steroids. Like, really, that's not going to help.
Yeah. So, yeah, all-out brawl until the police arrived. That one was pretty tame. It was just some people fighting. So it wasn't really the park's fault so much as just like an interpersonal issue. The next one is the Alpine Slide. This is one of the most famous ones, and unfortunately, it's a fatal ride. A 19-year-old kid died on it at one point.
Jesus.
Yeah. It was like a track all the way down the mountain that they had. So it was 2,700 feet long or 820 meters long, an alpine slide.
A fucking kilometer long.
And you get going real fast.
It's too long.
Yeah.
It's too long.
Yeah, 820 meters. Oh my god.
And also the whole while that you're going down, the people who are waiting in line are on a chairlift above you. And they're not always being so like nice and calm up there while they're waiting. They're sometimes throwing things down and stuff.
Yeah,
with fucking like a case of empties that they're taking back to the fucking bar. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And the rider, they don't slide down like on their butt. They slide down in a small sled that had wheels on it.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's like a soapbox car race, but like on a track.
Yeah, and like probably a couple inches on either side of the cart too, so you can really get jiggling in that track.
You know? Yeah.
I'm maybe optimistically, I'm picturing it has brakes, but just like those little like handbrakes, it's just like two sticks that just pivot.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just, like,
exactly that. Exactly that.
So eventually they just get polished to like. They're less sticky than Teflon, like underneath, because they're just so fucking polished.
You should have worked there because they didn't see that coming, and that's exactly what happened.
Fucking figure.
Right. Like the brakes have worn down so much it actually makes the sled go faster. We're unclear as to
that. Yeah. Some people from MIT are here to see us. They say they want to investigate our new lubricated brakes. We don't have any lubricated brakes.
So yeah, they send you down. All you have is like the brakes, and it's really like, did you get one of the new carts or you get one of the old ones? Because you may or may not have good brakes. And when the brakes are working too, before I get there, the chutes themselves were made of concrete, fiberglass, and asbestos.
Very good.
Just digging through asbestos, just like kicking clouds of it behind you with your brakes as you're fucking whipping down the hill.
Yeah. One of the employees described the two settings as either extremely slow, as in like you're worried someone behind you is going to hit you, or death awaits.
It's because they don't have walkie talkies that they're radioing down to the bottom for when somebody clears the chute. Of course.
So you got like one guy at the top, one guy at the bottom who just like signals up the mountain with a mirror, basically. Just reflects the sunlight back at the guy at the top. He's like, okay, you're ready to go.
Yeah. The people in the chairlift are using their watches to make him go early and stuff. Yeah. So it's either extremely slow or death awaits is the two modes. And if you don't have very good brakes, you just have death awaits for a kilometer down a hill.
Yeah, you don't get a choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
On this, and I know the Winter Olympics just ended, I remember being like momentarily traumatized as a kid watching the Winter Olympics, where like somebody in either bobsled or skeleton or whatever like went up the ice wall and then hit a post.
Oh, I saw that.
Like a European athlete who got killed that way. So like, and that's the fucking Olympics, which maybe is not the most legitimate organization on the planet, but I mean,
this is just land luge, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And remember, these kids going down these like concrete fiberglass asbestos chutes, they're wearing bathing suits.
Right. That's true.
Can you imagine just the fucking dozen meter long stretch of just skin that's just permanently in the fucking fiberglass from where somebody wipes out? It's like
road, she's like, oh, you're coming up to the road rash bend. Might want to keep your feet up.
Hey, I can break again, because the fucking skin left behind is giving me extra
break. Big scab in the middle, basically, of the entire run.
So they tell you, like, there's going to be a big curve here, here, and here. Make sure to hit the brakes before then.
They're going to be a big curvo, comprende? Big curvo.
El Braco.
Yeah.
So people would sometimes fly right off the side, would just like get rocked off of their thing and like you said, kind of meet crayon their way down it. A kid did go off the side and hit his head on a rock at only 19 years old. Super tragic. The people
who got killed.
Yeah. And the people going up the chairlifts, like I said, were like spitting, throwing things down. It said that they like knocked people off the rides too, so I'm not sure if like some places the chairlift went low enough you could like kick someone in the head or something.
You gotta lift your feet up because it's just like, we built this section of the slide too high, but we can't move the chairlift, so you just want to just like lift up your feet so you don't kick some kid in a luge in the face. Also, it's just like, yeah, fine, whatever, pussy. We'll put a seatbelt on it, and it makes it more dangerous because you can't get out.
It's fucking crazy, dude. The Alpine slide is like if you think of Action Park, a lot of people think of the Alpine slide. It's just a crazy, crazy fucking ride. So next up, we will go to Motor World. So this is where we have our go-karts, our Lola cars, our tanks, which we'll talk about.
What's a Lola car?
That was my question, too.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But first, let's start off with the super go-karts. The super go-karts allowed folks to drive around in a small loop track. The speed was about 20 miles per hour or 32 kilometers per hour. Pretty fast.
Very fast.
That feels fast for a go-kart.
Yeah.
I've been in a go-kart accident. And it's like, even when you're not going that fast, when you hit like the rubber wall, that's all just like whatever the discarded tires, basically, like it still kind of like rattles your brain around a bit.
It's not like faster than like a today's standard go-kart.
No, yeah. I Googled it. Most carts max out around 40 to 50 miles an hour, which is like double.
That's right. Really bad. And so the employees knew a way to get around the speed limit of these cars. So they would jam tennis balls into the governor device, which would allow the guests to go 50 miles per hour or 80 kilometers an hour.
Oh, my God.
I love that they're fixed. Like, I don't know who the fuck made this, like, limiter, the speed limiter on these fucking things. But, like, shoving fucking a dozen tennis balls apparently fucking disables it. Like...
But, like, why did they make them allow them to go this fast? It's just like, yeah, these things are super fucking dangerous, so we're going to put, like, again, it's like the good and evil switch on the back of the, like, the crusty doll. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, don't flick this switch because then it becomes, like, dangerous, basically.
Yeah. In modern, like, go-kart places, the ones that go that fast, those are, like, the fastest ones, you're not allowed to, like, purposely hit people. That's completely against the rules and you'll get kicked out. But at Action Park, they would straight up play bumper cars at these 80 kilometers an hour or 50 miles an hour.
And it does feel like kind of like getting someone else's pee to pass a drug test by like jamming a tennis ball on the limiter so you can go fast.
And there'd be injuries from head-on collisions at 80 kilometers on both sides. So that's like 160 or 100 mile per hour collisions.
That kills people in vehicles, like in cars with airbags and seatbelts and shit.
Yeah, they're also poorly maintained, so, like, some of them you would drive and, like, gasoline fumes would just spurt out into your face, like, as you're driving. It was fucking insane.
Oh, my God.
This is next to the bar.
Diesel engines just fucking shooting out fucking plumes of smoke, like, smokestacks, basically, on the horizon. Yeah, like
it's, like, black.
Oh, New Jersey sure does have a lot of coal power plants. Oh, no, that's Action Park.
That's Action Park, baby.
So Lola cars, these are miniature open cockpit race cars on a longer track. They're faster, but it didn't say how much faster. It meant to be like the faster version of like the pre-tennis ball go-karts on that side.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you looking up, Ethan?
I'm looking up Lola cars, which is a like a brand of like legit ass racing cars, and I'm like, okay, well this can't be it.
Yeah, okay. They're very like low to the ground kind of, because I was doing the same thing, like they're very kind of low to the ground, flat, but very clearly like 200 mile an hour, like real race cars, like they probably have a roll cage in them and stuff like that.
They're meant to be faster.
Lola cars look like F1 go-karts essentially.
Open cockpit,
like Action Park.
So I couldn't find the exact speeds, but the tennis ball trick also worked on this one and could make them go even faster. So these are faster than 80 kilometers or 50 miles per hour, but I'm not exactly how sure. But employees...
Investigators going through the wreckage, and it's just like, well, we found the problem. It's like just a tennis ball. It's like the black box in an aircraft.
So employees would break into the nearby brewery, and then they would take these Lola cars out on the actual fucking highway, Route 94.
How can we make driving drunk stupider, dude?
Let's go where there's semi-trucks and shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's the go-karts and the Lola cars. Basically, all of them were supercharged via tennis balls, and everyone was drunk and smashing into each other at insane speeds.
Good.
Next up is the Battle Action Tanks. And this is such a cool ride. And it's actually one of the safer ones for people.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They gave you swimming goggles so you didn't get anything in your eyes.
I mean, like, tanks are designed to keep people inside safe, right?
So. Yep. I don't know if you wanted to read what you're seeing, Ethan. Do you see them yet?
I'm looking at pictures. They do look like little tanks. They got like steel bumpers around them, and they have treads, and there's a guy in like a little steel wire cage essentially on the top, but it looks like it looks sturdy enough for sure.
Yeah,
it's got a little cannon. I have to assume it actually shoots something because yep. of what we're talking about.
But. Yeah, is it a potato gun or something? Does it have like a compressed air?
Well, the Lola and racing car.
Or is it just lighter fluid and like a match to get it to go off, basically?
Yeah.
Do you have to light the wick?
That did happen later, but you probably the folks at the go-kart found their tennis balls from the tank area because they were shooting tennis balls from the tanks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
fun. And that sounds harmless.
Yeah, it's a big chain link fence on all sides. Two people, one in each tank, they'd pay an extra fee and they could shoot at each other. There's like a sensor on each tank, and if you hit the sensor, like the dunk a person kind of thing sensor.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It would disable the other tank for 15 seconds, and then you could just open fire on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you get to get up close range and bust out the flamethrower or something, right?
Yeah. then you have to open the top and then drop a tennis ball in there like you're going to kill the truck.
There's also cannons lining the fence. So for a smaller fee, instead of being in the tank, you could operate one of the turrets from the sidelines. And okay, you could be a part of the fun and shoot at those folks. Yeah.
Well, there are like tennis ball cannons at a tennis practicing thing. Like you can get one at a tennis court, right? Yeah. So it's got like the wheels that spin and like launch it, basically.
Yeah. This was all okay, but until the employees who worked there needed to either go and let the people in and out of the tanks or go and help with something on the tanks, because everybody would just open fire on the employees.
Naturally. Yeah. Naturally.
And so this was one of the worst places to work, probably except for the wave pool because of how intimidatingly scary it is for everyone in there. But
yeah, it's like hazing for new staff is to you got to be the ball guy in the tank court.
Yeah. It's like at the driving range too, right? Like everybody aims at the guy driving the little cart to pick up the balls.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. There's rules against it, but everyone's drunk and crazy, and everyone's just gonna shoot the employee. So.
Fucking rules at this park is like the rules that like you got to go to sleep before the tooth fairy shows up, or it won't give you a fucking dollar. It's bullshit.
This ride was more dangerous for the employees, like I said, and one guest even covered a tennis ball in lighter fluid and set it ablaze before firing it at an employee.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
They were actually kicked out of the park for that.
Oh, so there are limits.
I think so. Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, civilization encroaching on the Wild West. Here we go.
All right. We've got lots more park to explore, but for now, let's take a little break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back from the break. Welcome back to the action. So last I checked, we are still in the motor, what was it called? The motor world.
We were in the tank cage.
Right.
We were at the BattleBots dome or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Crash test dummy zone.
By the way, BattleBots has still been going on. I liked it like in the mid-noughts or whatever. It's still been going on and they have matches like pretty much every week. And there's a YouTube channel with hundreds of BattleBot videos. And guys, I really want to have a night where we just like stream BattleBots and like play a drinking game. Like, no, I bet you this guy with the saw is going to win. No, the guy with the hammer is going to win.
I'm super down for that. Okay. I'm super down for that.
Cool. Me too.
So fun. Yeah. I always wanted to build one when I was a kid, but I never had a flamethrower.
Yeah. I built one out of Lego. Like, it didn't work, like, obviously, because I didn't, like, have the proper setup, but, like just a little Lego motor, so it could only go forwards, and I remember putting, like, a little, like, spike on it, but it, like, whatever. It had Lego motor strength, so it would just, like, bump into the wall with, like, less force than a Roomba, basically. So.
Hit the wall and, like, lift itself up, like, its own wheels off the ground so it can't move.
Yeah.
So next up in the motorway is super speed boats. So this is a water.
Boating is so dangerous. Like power boating, speed boating is so dangerous. Like,
yeah.
The idea that these maniacs are about to make it a ride.
Are they designed after like cigarette boats, like super sleek and low and fast and shit? So.
They're quite fast. They're 35 to 40 miles per hour or 56 to 64 kilometers per hour, which feels fast on the water.
And how many miles per hour did you say?
35 to 40.
That is so fast. That is so fast on the water.
No tennis ball trick, by the way. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, just natch. Just natch.
There's no tennis ball trick. There's nothing. You can't super... speed your boat.
Supercharge with tennis balls or whatever.
What I'm imagining, though, is like a canoe that looks like it's been built by hand by drunk teenagers with just an outboard motor with an exposed prop on it, basically.
a fucking 600 horsepower outboard motor on the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you... as soon as you fucking rev it up.
Yeah, like as soon as you like whatever, it's got like the twist handle on it, like not even a pedal or a crank or anything, and the front of the boat just lifts like 4.5 feet out of the water, like 40-degree angles, like, knocking everything over.
I didn't include. Of course,
they're driving through a trench dug by this jackass on his excavator.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, like, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. It's lined with a tarp so the water doesn't fucking run out, but...
Yeah. So it doesn't, like, seep through the bottom, basically. Yeah, yeah. It's like a tarp at the bottom of, like a human-made moat, basically. Yeah, yeah.
The super speedboats was set up in a small pond known by the park staff to be heavily infested with snakes.
There's not even fucking snakes in New Jersey. What, did they introduce these fucking snakes? Like, they introduced some fucking invasive species to prey on people who fell out of their fucking death traps? Like,
that's so fucking good.
Yeah. I did it. I survived a boat crash. Not so fast.
It was like dragged down.
It was like a loop. Like there's a middle island and the water was like a moat around the island with snakes and people going really fast and doing bumper cars with the boats as well.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you could be capsized into the snake water. A guy like almost died because it got capsized and like he was underneath. But they got him out.
I mean, of course.
Yeah.
Of course people almost died. I think we could reasonably say that everybody who got on one of those boats almost died.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Everybody who got on those boats was way closer to death than they needed to be.
Surprisingly, the person who did die in the water, in like the motor water area, or no, it's just the water area, it's later. It's in an unpowered boat. It's in a kayak. And flipped the kayak, he went down to like push off the bottom of the pool to like push himself back to the surface, and his foot was on a grate, and the water like ventilation system or whatever like had exposed wires, so he completely got shocked and suffered cardiac arrest at the bottom of the pool.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like I don't mean to laugh at that one, because that is incredibly tragic. Yeah, but it's just like, oh yeah, no, there's some exposed wiring in the deep end. Just stay away from that.
This is like a Lara Croft Tomb Raider-esque booby trap in an ancient dungeon like level of shit. You know what I mean? Like electric trap at the bottom of a pool. It's one of those things you die to in a video game. You go, what the fuck was that? That's bullshit. You know?
Yeah, it's actually crazy. So the super speedboats. They're super fast. People played bumper boats, but there's actual bumper boats as well.
But those ones weren't fast, so it wasn't fun, right?
It was safer than the speedboats. But that said, the boats often leak gasoline, and someone needed medical attention because they got completely covered in gasoline.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good
for
you.
Did he just, like, gun the engine, but it just, like, sprayed out for somehow?
Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't there. I couldn't find the info, but all I know, guy got covered in gas, needed medical attention.
You got like some greasy teenager just like just smoking cigarettes the whole time while he's refilling like jerry cans to like fill people up. Like, just like you got like a lid screwed onto your jerry can, and you've just got like a teenager just like hucking them into the middle of the pond so like people in boats could fish them out themselves.
they got a fucking just like a rudimentary trebuchet that just launches the jerry cans out for people. Like, and if you want to turn, you can get launched by the trebuchet too. It's no problem. You know, like, you just gotta pay a nominal fee and they'll just throw you into the middle of a lake, a gas-filled, snake-filled lake.
Yep.
Those are really tough snakes if they're living in like a pond that probably has no source, so all the water is completely stagnant. It is like 60% mosquito eggs and gasoline, and those snakes are fine.
I mean, they're eating well in the bodies of 16-year-olds who fucking 15-year-olds who crashed a boat because they don't know how to drive a fucking boat because they're 15. Like, what the fuck? And drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the bumper boats, there was a problem if you were too tall as well, because the boats were like made so small, I guess, to use less materials. I don't know why. But if you're too tall, basically you had to like hang your legs out the side of them or tuck like your feet in so your knees jutted out the side of them and would would be hit by other boats. So tall people would suffer like broken legs really often on the bumper boats because their legs wouldn't fit in.
Oh, yeah. God. Who would get on like, this though? Like, who would look at this thing and just be like, "I don't know, that guy's legs are hanging out into the snake pond. I'm next in line, and I'm his height. Like, what the fuck?"
If I was drunk in 21, dude, I'd be like, "All right, we're trying it. We'll see how it happens, but we're trying it."
That's fair.
Maybe we're just all 30 now, right?
Yeah.
Too fucking old for this, that's for sure. Action Park is a young man's game.
It really is. Yeah.
We've been aged out of Action Park.
So what have we seen so far? We've gone through the motorways. We've seen people racing next to the bar. We've seen tanks fighting each other.
Been to the snake pit.
We've seen the kilometer trip down the hill where there's people chucking stuff at you.
Forgot about the 800 meter fucking death.
Where like you could just hurt yourself because the equipment fails, but also there's people actively trying to hurt you from above. Then what else have we gone through?
Do they not I'm assuming they didn't like throw away any of the construction material, so there's probably just like next to like where you would put your kids basically, there's just like an exposed pit of discarded construction waste.
They were building stuff every year. Like, there was like hundreds and hundreds, or I don't know about hundreds of there's like at least almost 100 rides.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of rides.
Each one more dangerous than the last.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, I mean, you say rise. One of them is literally just like you jump off a cliff into like a big pit filled with fiberglass insulation. Like, that's the ride, you know?
There was one that I was going to save for afterwards, but it was, I forget the name, it was like the Daisy Ball or something. And the idea was they're going to make a track like the Alpine Slide, but they're going to put you in a hamster ball where you roll and like...
Yeah, I've always wanted to do Zorb, which is, that is now, but that thing's like inflated and I would assume regulated.
And like on flat ground.
I mean, you can like, there are like the ones in water, but there is like... extreme Zorb or whatever, where they will just push you down a hill in a big inflatable
so ball. This hill was basically like all the way down the mountain hill, but they never tested it before. They just sent a guy in it and sent it down, and the safety inspector's there, and the guy rolls all the way down the hill through the parking lot across the highway and stops in a field on the other side.
Jesus Christ.
And apparently the safety person just walked away. They're like, like, just didn't say anything and just left. Like, no.
He was probably telling them, like, no, you don't need to roll down the hill. It's fine. This is not going to pass. Don't bother. And they're just like, no, we're going to show you. Okay, this works. This makes sense. Like, we didn't even need to test it. We have so much faith in this idea.
Like, I'm afraid, Action Park, you found some kind of loophole. I would never be able to explain this to my boss, so I can't fail you.
It's one of those, like, it's the Air Bud rule of getting out of it, where it's like, show me in the where in the rule book it says a dog can't play hockey. It's like, show me where. in the amusement park rule book, it says I can't roll a man across a highway in a ball. Yeah.
Like, imagine in the 70s, like the nuclear family and all their swim trunks and their towels, and they're walking through the parking lot, and a guy just like, like the whole way past you.
He's like pulling the brakes inside the ball, but they're completely worn down. Like, it's got the same like fucking like toboggan hooks,
just making them bounce. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Just make them take like random right angles and fucking making them all the more hazardous, like completely unpredictable now.
Yeah. Anyways, that one would never made it to the park. That was one of the few that they're like, okay, actually, bad idea. So
yeah,
there were lines. Idea. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The line that they crossed was the highway, clearly. Instead of putting up a fence or something. It was just,
No, now we're going to have to get the Department of Transportation involved. It's going to be too much red tape, fellas. Sorry about that.
That orb went across a double yellow line, and then the cops in the 70s just gave the orb a ticket. Now that kid's in fucking trouble. Like, and then they just left.
I mean, I'm sure fucking safety guys in the fucking 70s and 80s, too, were probably like, helmets. What are you guys, pussies? Come on.
Yeah.
So we've been through the first two sections of the park, and we're all scuffed up and injured. But we got to see it all. We came all the way to New Jersey for it, right?
I sanitized my scrapes with gasoline. Don't worry. I have a snake sucking the venom out or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And now time to relax in the last section of the park, Waterworld.
Waterworld, yeah.
Has over half the rides in all the place. So we've only done the two quarters. Now we're into the last half of the place, and also the most deaths in the park, the most dangerous.
Okay. Excellent. And we got to ride. It's Kevin Costner drinking his own piss, of course.
Honestly, like that Ferris wheel in Pripyat, Ukraine, sounds like safer than this place, and that's like 50 feet from the Chernobyl reactor.
Yeah. Well, we'll take all our scrapes and wounds, and we'll go to the tidal wave pool and. Kind of get the chlorine to get rid of all of our snake bite infections.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. Naturally. Yeah. Is it just like one of those big warehouse fans, like lowered into a regular pool, just to kind of like
The tidal wave pool had the lovely nickname, the tidal grave pool.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah. And the pool is 100 feet wide, or 30 meters wide, and 250 feet long, or 76 meters long. So pretty big pool. On a busy day, there'd be 1,000 people in the pool.
Christ almighty, dude.
So yeah, there's not a lot of space, so there'd be people on top of people on top of people. The waves were 20 minutes on and 10 minutes off, and the waves could be as high as 40 inches or a meter high.
Oh my god.
Which is taller than a lot of these children in there.
Yeah, for sure.
And the pool, like a lot of normal pools will be like, there's a shallow end and then there's like the fall off and then there's the deep end kind of thing, right?
Sure.
So you kind of know, okay, I'm in the shallow. Okay, I'm not in the shallow anymore. But this is a very slight incline all the way to the deep end. So you kind of lose track where you are until it's too late and your feet aren't touching the ground anymore.
Especially because like the waves are like fluctuating constantly like height-wise. Yeah. So you're like, I'm in over my head, but that's the fun of the wave pool because now I'm back on ground. And then I'm in over my head and I'm back on ground. But it's also like waves are moving laterally too, so they're pushing and pulling you also.
Yeah. And not to mention, like, you probably can't even swim in a straight line in any direction because there's 1,000 fucking people in the pool. Yeah. It's like a concert. You're just being pushed and shoved in whatever direction, right? And you have to be pretty good at swimming to direct yourself away from that. And so at any given time, they'll have 12 lifeguards watching out. And on a normal day, a normal busy day, they would have to rescue 30 people who were nearly drowning.
Yeah, I was going to say, 12 fucking lifeguards. It's like, yeah, each one of you greasy teens is individually responsible for like 85 people.
Yeah.
Have you ever done like that YouTube thing where you like watch, like, can you spot the drowning person?
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah, it's just impossible. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, a normal pool might see one or two rescues per day. A normal pool or lake, just for comparison. And they'll see 30 in this one.
That's bad.
Yeah. I mean, one or two seems high. I feel like I've never been in a public pool when like a lifeguard blew a whistle and had to like pull somebody out of the water.
No, me neither.
I have.
Yeah, and I used to go to a public pool like almost every day during the summer when I was a kid. There was one really, really close to me.
But like, yeah, like a town public pool. Like, have you been to a wave pool? I feel like they tweet often at a wave pool.
So I've been to one wave pool in my life, and it was for your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Turning, like, 8 or something.
I turned like 8, yeah. My dad loved going to the wave pool more than I did. And he's like, we're going to the wave pool for your birthday. I'm like, all right, I guess we're going. Yeah, can we used to go to the wave pool often, and they would tweet very often because people get lost in there.
Yeah.
So next to the wave pool, I'm assuming, is like the legendary whirlpool Charybdis, across from which is Scylla ready to eat a dozen men who dare try and cross her path in their ship.
Yeah, like they have the alcohol next to the driving place. They also sell stone sandals next to the wave pool.
Yeah. This is where we store all of our extension cords. We leave them plugged in. It's quicker to get them where they need to go.
There was multiple deaths in the wave pool just because so many people. There's only so much you can do, especially when people don't know how to swim.
You gotta be fucking crazy though to be the 1,000th person who's just like, yeah, I'm hopping in.
Yeah, there's room for one. You sure? Yeah, it doesn't look like there's room, honestly.
Yeah,
it doesn't even seem enjoyable, like on a hot day, to just be like fucking shoulder to shoulder with that many like sweaty people getting like. And I'm like, I'm a guy who likes mosh pits. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I like going to shows, like, getting sweaty and like punching other people and getting punched and all that stuff. But it's just like when you add in the, oh, also if you get hit hard enough, you'll drown. Yeah. It's all of a sudden like less appealing.
Imagine someone drowning too and like pulling at your feet and stuff like that. Yeah. You're like, ah, get off of me. Yeah. It's like,
imagine drowning in New Jersey. Come on.
Yeah, they can't even say water right. Water.
Water. Get out of the water! Yeah.
It's
just like, I can't understand him.
Get off of him! Yeah.
What did you say? It is kind of like voluntarily, like having the experience of being in a shipwreck.
Yeah.
Like, where you're just being dragged under.
Yeah. Yeah. Rose is in the middle, and Jack's like off the side of the door drowning.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting battered by a 350-pound guy and thrown about by the windows. Like,
wouldn't the depth of the pool drop like 5 feet when everyone got out because they've displaced so much water?
True.
Probably.
Yeah. Yep. So next up is the diving cliffs, and these are kind of exactly what they sound like.
Cool.
One's 23 feet or 7 meters, and the other one was 18 feet, 5.5 meters. Honestly, pretty reasonable drops. They're not like crazy drops. I've done a high dive. I'm pretty sure that's 7 meters. I'm not sure for sure, but
I think I did it once. It horrified me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only done the, like, the whatever, the what's 10 or 12 foot tall one.
What's the standard one at the pool? Like the tall ones? I haven't been to some of them.
3 meters? Like it's like 10 feet, maybe. Yeah. Like 10, 12 feet. It's not 7 meters. That's true. 7 meters is high, but it is like, yeah, there is public pools out there with like diving boards that high for sure, or diving platforms that high for sure.
We used to drive up to a river and like jump off the bridge there. Did you do that with me?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
At the river route.
That was like 20, 25 feet. It must've been, that's probably like 7 meters.
Probably. Yeah. I don't think 25. I think like 18, 20 feet.
It was long enough that you could feel your gut like go up all the way into your mouth while you were falling.
You could jump from the top of the bridge too.
I never did that. That was too much for me.
It was like a trust bridge, so you could jump from like just where the road was, or you could like climb up on top of the trusses and jump there, which added another, you know, 15 feet.
It's pretty cool, and I don't know anyone who got hurt doing that. And there was a lot of rocks in the water. You're like kind of aim for that area, you know?
Yeah, you didn't have to aim for the center for sure.
Yeah, a little taste of Action Park for us, but we didn't get all of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the cool thing about this, so 7 meters pretty high, 5.5 meters pretty high. The pool is 16 feet deep, but it's also just like a normal swimming pool. And there's nothing like to like gate off where people are jumping. So there's people swimming all where you're jumping down.
Christ. They've taken like a normal thing that's not dangerous and made it dangerous simply by allowing people to exist in that location while you're trying to fucking dive. Again, there's public pools with diving boards this high But it's like when diving is in session, like nobody's allowed swimming in the deep end of the pool, right? Like you get the lanes that you can swim in, but it's got the little whatever, little transformer, plastic transformer line or whatever.
It was like a staircase too. So like if you didn't, from the higher one, if you didn't jump out long enough, you would hit the 5.5 meter one. So,
I can't remember. Like that. There's a quote from like a movie or a comedian or something where the quote is like, "You've taken something and you've made it worse. You are the opposite of an inventor," which is exactly what these people are.
There's, I didn't write it down, but there's also like a Tarzan swing that was like really far out too, and it just counted on people letting go at the right time. And if you didn't, you could like land on shit. You could. apparently, one guy died because the water was so cold, he went into cardiac arrest.
New Jersey gets cold, like fucking for sure. If it's fucking open in April, like water's gonna be cold. Here's our Tarzan swing. Make sure to let go after the cactus store.
In April, if there's like a frost, you could have like a a couple of centimeters of ice on top of the pool. So it's like you got the hungover kids showing up for work early. He's just like, yeah, no, we need to break through the surface. Just toss a tire through there.
Just like they're going on the Tarzan swing, swinging over the cactus shop. There's just like some guy. He's got like one of those like ice cream dollies, and he's going around. He's like, knife sharpened, sharpen your knives here.
Like a popcorn tray, like there's knives sticking straight up. to finish off the water world, we're going to talk about something that I did talk about a few episodes ago and inspired me to do this episode along with the recommend from Sarah. So I posted a picture in the boys chat. If you guys finally want to take a look at it and describe what you're seeing, it's an enclosed water slide, like a tube all the way down.
It's like a water slide tube. So it's completely closed, like a pipe essentially. And it's got like a vertical loop-de-loop in there that looks so fucking tight, even a short guy like me would probably break his back. Like,
that's a very big loop, but like you pick up a lot of speed going down. So the loop's bigger than it looks. It's just because the whole thing is huge.
If you guys ever had a Hot Wheels track, like if your Hot Wheel doesn't pick up enough speed, it just falls off. It crashes into the bottom. So you would just break over that thing like a gymnastics horse basically, and just like land on top of the loop and then have to slide out like
most people had the problem that it was too fast, not that they didn't get enough speed actually. But that did happen where people got stuck in it.
I would think if you like put your hands on the side because you were like nervous and slowed yourself down, like how do you get out at that point? If there's water flowing down this tube, it's like there's no escape. You starve to death in there eventually. Like
that happened. And so they built this not because it was safe, but because it looked like fun. There was no expertise in how when they built it, they didn't know if someone would live through it, if they would hurt. Like they just built it and they're like, okay, what are we gonna do now?
We sent a melon down there to see, and it didn't come out the other end.
This is one of those ones where you're like, you do want the Oxy dealer from Jackass there to advise you guys on how big to build the loop, right? For sure.
They did send, there was like a news article in New Jersey, we're not sure if it's true or not, that they sent mannequins through it or like safety dummies, and they came out headless on the other side.
Cool.
Yeah.
But they came through, so, you know.
Yeah, most of that mannequin came through, so,
So I did like make some crazy claims when I talked about it before about how much G's someone would go through when they went through it, and I didn't look up the details, but this time I did. And a former Navy's physician found that riders were experiencing as much as 9 G's of force as they went through.
Thank you so much last time, and I said that is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Double it and then some.
Don't like fighter pilots hit like F6 and I have to train for years to do that?
F-16 pilots, so like the fastest of fast pilots, can hit 9. But it's the like literally the limit of the human body. Like I have
like what's it like when you're in the capsule re-entering Earth's atmosphere from the moon? Like what do you hit?
I have a quote of what it feels like to be at 9 G's. Your body's in pain. Not only does it feel like being smothered by really heavy weights, every inch of your body feels like it's under a vice. The pain is overbearing, but you have to hang on. Your face begins to droop as your cheeks are being stretched down to your shoulders.
9 G's.
It means you experience gravity 9 times what you normally do, right?
Yeah. So, like your head itself would just weigh like 180 pounds because, like, the human head weighs like 18-20 pounds or something. I weigh 171. Like your skull would be heavier than my entire body.
Yeah. Like you weigh 170 pounds. Suddenly, it's like you suddenly weigh 1,000 pounds. For a split second. Yeah. So Peter, I looked it up. Astronauts on launch experience 3 G's. 3 G's.
And that's
fucking. We'll send you to space. Like, what the
fuck? They experience like 3 G's when they are strapped to like 15 tons of liquid hydrogen that is being ignited.
Jesus Christ, man. 15,000 tons of liquid hydrogen.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Liquid hydrogen, fucking. Yeah.
I bet you the 3 G's like is sustained, while the 9 G's is like you feel it for probably like
it spikes.
It spikes. It's like 3 seconds of like, and then you're out of it. But
I know there's a guy who set some kind of land speed record in like a you know, like with those guys who do like the land speed stuff on like those like the salt desert or whatever.
Right.
Some guy who set the land speed record at some point went so fast and hit so many G's that like the blood and fluid in his eyes got fucked up, so he went blind.
Wow.
There's a Dollop episode about that. It's like the rocket car or something like that.
It's like a fighter jet engine strapped to like something that was not built to withstand that.
So like you said, like astronauts, people who train their whole lives, pilots, they barely can go through this. And this is like a family place. You can send your kid down it. You can send your dad down it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, anyone could go through this thing, right?
Yeah, it's like when they sent down the watermelon for the test, it came out the other end shaped like a teardrop. Just like, that's probably a bad sign. It's good to like push back.
Hey, you think it's okay if I, sorry, my wife's in the shitter. You mind if I, bring my baby down the slide with me? Oh, I don't know, sir. That doesn't seem... Okay, cool. I'll see you at the bottom. I'll flash my wash at you so you know when to send down the next guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, when they built this, they had a hard time...
like, impacted into his body like Quato. that monster from that movie.
It comes out, it's fucking Krang in the middle of his...
Yeah, exactly.
They had a hard time finding anyone who would be willing to test this ride. After sending the dummies down, they come out headless. The watermelons.
After
that come
the Navy out. Said it was dangerous, they were like, "We can't convince anybody else to do it."
Yeah. The Navy figured it out much later. By the way, the Navy didn't. Yeah. They weren't the first ones through. So this is like no one's been through, and the owner's like, $100 to any employee, he'll do it. that's how they did their testing. And in the end, Gene Mulvihill's son, Andy, who is the head lifeguard, confirmed to the New York Times that he was the first person to test the ride.
Wow.
And being from New Jersey, he's kind of northern, just like up here. He put on all of his ice hockey protective equipment. He's wearing a helmet and all the pads and everything.
I'm surprised he's wearing a helmet, frankly.
Yep. And he walks...
I mean, it's the test run, right?
Yeah. He waddles over... and he did go through it. And a quote from him says, "The Cannonball Loop was not fun. It was a ride that you ride to survive, not to have fun."
What the fuck, man? Yeah, so he tries to take his fucking head off, then shoots him across the interstate. Like, yeah. What do you mean it's not fun?
Oh, my God.
So,
he's just at the bar ordering a fucking Jack and soda.
It's like 2 days from retirement. This place finally broke him. He goes home, blows his brains out. He never made it.
With a gun that has a loop in it. So, like you guys mentioned, one time a rider did get stuck at the bottom, but not because they were holding the sides or anything. They weren't pumping enough water into the slide, so it was kind of dry on the way down.
Oh, God.
Great. What's that noise, Jim? I don't know. It sounds like it's coming from the cannonball loop. Oh, shit. Get the broom. We're going to have to fucking poke someone out again.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine going 9 Gs on your bare skin?
Just fiberglass and bare skin. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
So they had to install a hatch at the bottom to take people out if they got stuck.
I love that the hatch was an afterthought.
It was.
And it had the little swing loop hook lock that you have on like a screen door, like that'll hold it.
The hatch also wasn't used enough for cleaning because it was a common occurrence. Even if you made it through the whole thing like unscathed by the ride, you would get cut up by the teeth that had been knocked out that were stuck at the bottom.
Oh god.
Oh my god!
I was thinking like dead leaves or like a dead bird or something, but human teeth.
Yeah,
they were making up all these imaginary rules. They forgot to be in bed by the time the tooth fairy shows up.
There's like sand, dirt, debris, but most notably like human teeth. When they got knocked out on the loop, would just fall to the bottom.
I'm sure there was some guy who went down with a beer bottle too, and it just fucking smashed. Force of gravity collapsed the bottle in his hand.
Yeah.
And so imagine the experience. So you're going down, you reach incredible speeds, then you get cut up by other people's left behind teeth, experience a 9G loop, and then come out the other side.
You wouldn't even be able to remember it. Like your brain would be compacted against the back of your skull, and you would briefly die, and then come out the other end with no memory of what had just happened. Except you'd have teeth embedded in your back.
Yeah. And on that dramatic loop, it was not uncommon to knock out your teeth, break an arm, break a leg. So you just get super fast, get shredded by other people's teeth, and then get your own injuries, and you're out. And that's the cannonball loop.
Do you know how fast people would go before hitting the loop? Like, obviously, the change in direction is what did the Gs, but, like, how fast would a human body go? Because, like, there is, like, terminal velocity that has to be, like, considered, but, like, how fast do you go when you're drunk, soaking wet, and in, like, a New Jersey bathing suit?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't have I'm looking it up, but I'm not seeing the actual speed. But 9 Gs is you got to be going pretty fast to hit 9 Gs at a loop. That was kind of that's the end of the rides. So we've made it through. We saved the cannonball loop for last. We got some teeth into our snake bites, and we're limping our way out, and that's it for our ride tour. And this is back in the 70s and 80s, before
you got like the doctor, which is just like, ever since that Action Park opened up, there has been a 11,000% increase in human teeth related incidents.
Back in the 70s and 80s, before water parks were big, that's how it happened. Everything was quite lax, but towards the 90s, some of the rides started to get shut down because of obvious reasons.
Well, I mean, they went through that Reaganomics period of the 80s that was just like, you know, like crazy. But then all of a sudden people start, you know, realizing that children are experiencing forces not felt by astronauts. And they're like,
stuff started happening. In 1995, they opened the park with no liability insurance because New Jersey didn't require it. And they're like, well, it's going to be cheaper if we just go to court than buy the insurance. So we'll go to court.
Yeah, because nobody would insure them for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Any insurance company is like, no, $50 billion and we'll insure you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Without insurance, they took on more and more debt. They closed in 1996. They reopened for like a brief 2-year stint under the sun's watch with like cheaper, like more safe rides, I think, in 2014 to 2016, but then they closed again.
Like the fucking king of Saudi Arabia couldn't afford to insure that fucking
Basically the injuries are what made them have to close down in the end. And the park, that said, the park lived longer than some of its attendees, awfully so. But as much as pain,
good shit, huh?
As much pain and suffering as the park brought on to some families, those who went to the park back then and survived it look back on it with like very fond memories. It felt like there was no rules there; you could do just about anything. You'd get close to death, have a rush, and then get out of there.
That also must feel like a person who like missed their flight and the plane ended up crashing, sort of thing. Like, And has there been any like legal repercussions for like? the Melvilles or whatever the fuck their names are, like
Mulvihills.
Well, yeah. That's the reason they had to shut down, is there was just so many lawsuits against them that I don't know if they went bankrupt themselves, but the son was able to open up in 2014 and 16, so I guess the father would have been the one who took on most of the accusations there. So if you know anyone who grew up in the 70s and 80s in New Jersey, ask them about it. They might have a cool story. It's probably something we can never have again. So this is probably the craziest amusement park that like ever will be out there. Action
Good.
Park.
Never have again. This place is more dangerous than Jurassic Park, and people got eaten by dinosaurs there.
Like, yeah. this is more dangerous than science. Peter says. Yeah.
Yes.
This was one
Back
of the
my cave.
This was one of the easiest ones to write because it was just so fascinating to me. I think I wrote the entire script in an hour and a half, even though I researched much more than that. It's super interesting. I definitely recommend checking out more about it. That's been me though. So you want to do some links things, Ethan?
I would say this episode has been more fun than cheese grating your back on with human teeth. Yeah. I can only assume that throughout all this, like, I have to assume Cannonball Loop was the way you got out of the park, and that they just banked on the 9Gs wiping people's memories so that they wouldn't see, right? That's why everyone looks back fondly. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're the Lore Boys. If you like the show, tell your friends. If you like the show, leave a review. If you like the show, join the Discord and let us know, and feel free to request any kind of lore that you like. No promises that we'll do it, but promises that we'll consider it at the very least.
This one was from a patron, so Sarah got it. Yeah,
that Thanks, increases Sarah. Your chances, but also we're on a 3-week rotation, so you might have to wait a month, even if it is a fantastic idea. So we are sorry for that.
Exactly. Pete, is there anything in the Instagram these days?
Yeah, you know, I do post at Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram. You can see, you know, some funny shit, cat videos, whatever. If the boys are out and about, we'll take pictures together, post all the artwork there. Recently, we had someone on Discord request, like, a title card to be uploaded to our merch store, which is tpublic.com/theloreboys. If there's, like, a sticker or a shirt or anything you want to buy, let me know. If it's already an artwork, it takes about 5 minutes. If not, it's kind of like a commission thing, and I will get around to it, but I am a lazy sack of shit.
Yeah,
so
I mean, we do it for you guys because we make like half a cent on every sale or something like that.
Yeah, it's made to order. Which are thin. Good. Yeah,
I haven't run into someone in public wearing a Lore Boy shirt though, and I dream of it. So let's keep selling them, and that would be the coolest thing.
Yeah. You see some guy coming at you with like a Lore Boys shirt. It's just like Jamie just like crosses the street, even though he's like, diagonally through traffic, like he's in an orb.
Yeah. Speaking of running into people in public, we are hopefully planning on attending Montreal Comic Con later this spring. Of course, it is dependent on COVID and crazy things like that, naturally. But if you guys were looking for an opportunity to show off your Lore Boys merch, we will be trying to make it there, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on, which I don't know yet. It's like July 2022 coming up, basically. I need to talk to like those guys at Squared, who are the people who organize all of our events just for my comic and shit like that. But yeah, if you can hit Montreal in July-ish 2022 and things are, you know, going as well as they are now, pandemic-wise, then yeah, I think might be able to shake hands and have a beer.
Yeah. And if you like the show and want to support us financially, we do have a Patreon. That's patreon.com/theloreboys. And we have a couple tiers there. We're always trying to improve and iterate and make it more action parky, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I even put bonus audio. It's not something we promised you forever, but there's some bonus audio up there now. But
Yeah, we're looking to make it more enticing for you guys and more worth your money, but we do appreciate it nonetheless. That the margins on Patreon are much more reasonable and do basically pay for the show. So I think that legally means you guys are part owners or something. I'm not sure what the TOS said whenever we signed up.
Yeah, exactly. You've got yeah, stickers, merch, whatever, blah 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 blah. Like then you've got the $21 tier, which is like equity in Lore Boys. It's like, oh yeah, God.
Yeah. No one at Patreon speaks Spanish, so unfortunately nobody could explain to me what the TOS meant.
You know, I think we have to send all the money back because nobody attended the last board meeting. So
yeah. Lore Boys is going public, baby. 51% purchased by Tencent.
And if you guys don't touch Patreon, of course, we do have Lore Boys Prime, which was recently hacked by the hacker group Anonymous, and information was leaked on who's been supporting Lore Boys Prime. It turns out a lot of offshore accounts have been funneling money through us through Lore Boys Prime, but it has funded our own adventure promenade.
Big shout out to Malta, which where most of our listeners have been donating from for some reason.
we've been working on some exciting rides for our new adventure promenade amusement park. I have the great idea. It's inspired by video games, as we're very we're a video game podcast in a lot of ways. But this is the classic Donkey Kong original. We have a monkey who's trained to throw oil drums, and the drums are full of oil, and we do have flaming tennis balls available for all the spectators to shoot at the oil drums.
You basically
have to make it up the obstacle course over the flaming oil drums, and if you can slap the baboon on the ass, then you win the prize. If not, we're not liable for any injuries sustained.
Well, one of our highest tier patrons also inspired one of our rides. We have, it's kind of like the love tunnel, except we haven't figured out how to get a way out yet, and it's less love and more just playing the Pikmin episode over and over again. And most people have been stuck in there for 48 hours, and we'll get them out sometime soon, but I think they're still laughing.
We're looking at putting a hatch on the bottom.
Dump out all the dirty water.
I love the idea of one of the Saw movies, but it's Terry wearing a jigsaw mask, and it's just looping the Pikmin episode over and over. I think that would constitute a Lore Boys.
Lore Boys.
Ouch.
So Action Park, dude. I'm pulling up the wiki. I didn't include everything. I want to find the name of that one that I talked about where the guy just went in the Bailey Ball is what it was called.
Where
designers neglected to take into account the tendency of PVC pipe to expand in the heat. So during the first test, a state inspector present on a hot summer day, the ball with a man inside it went off the track as a result of the pipe expanding and bounded down the adjacent ski slope, continued to the parking lot across Route 94 and came to rest in a swamp.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.